بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In this lesson, we come to the fourth hadith in Riyadhus Salihin from the chapter of Al-Ikhlas wa Ihdar al-Niyyah, the chapter of sincerity and having an intention. And this is the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhuma, the author, Al-Imam al-Nawawi. He said, وَعَنْ أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ جَابِرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْأَنصَارِ رَضِيَ anhuma. Upon the authority of Abu Abdullah, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them. Meaning Jabir, he was a Muslim, a Sahabi, a companion, and also his father Abdullah, he was also a Sahabi, a companion. So the son and the father, both of them were from the Sahaba. Al-Ansari, and they were Ansari. And the meaning of Al-Ansari, i.e. the people of Al-Madinah, those who resided in Al-Madinah, who welcomed and gave refuge to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Jabir radiallahu an, he said, Kunna ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi ghazah. We were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a battle or an expedition. Faqal, and then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna bil madinati la rijal. Verily, back in Medina, there are men. مَا سِرْتُمْ مَسِيرًا وَلَا قَطَعْتُمْ وَادِيًا إِلَّا كَانُوا مَعَكُمْ. And you have not crossed any path or crossed any valley except that they were with you. حَبَسَهُمْ الْمَرَضِ. However, they were prevented due to an illness. Meaning they were prevented from joining you and fighting with you due to an illness. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and then in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِلَّا شَرَكُوكُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ, except that they have a portion of your reward. They have also a share of the reward. رواه مسلم. And this hadith has been collected by Muslim. So in this hadith, which has been narrated by Jabir radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that a group of Sahaba, of companions, an army from amongst the companions, they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a battle. And this was the Battle of Tabuk. And the Battle of Tabuk, it took place in the 9th year of the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these companions, along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they left Al-Madina in order to go fight the Battle of Tabuk, Jihadun fi sabilillah. And amongst the Muslims were those people who remained behind in Al-Madina, and they excused themselves from partaking in this battle. So they remained back in Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he remembered them as he was going on this journey. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Inna bil madinati la rijal. Verily, back in Al-Madina, there are people. Ma sirtum masiran wa la qata'tum wadiyan. And any path which you have taken, O soldiers, and any valley which you have cut or passed by, they were also with you. Meaning, although physically they are in Al-Madina, however, it's as if they are with you in terms of the reward. They have been rewarded by Allah for also what you have done. So why did they remain back in Medina? Why did they excuse themselves from partaking in the Battle of Tabuk? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Habasahum al-marad," that they were prevented from coming due to an illness, due to a sickness. Illa sharakukum fil ajr. And in one narration he said, except they also have a portion of the reward. So the meaning of this hadith and the relevance of this hadith to sincerity and having a sincere intention is that if a person makes a firm intention to do a righteous action, and he or she truthfully intends to do this action and wants to do this action and is about to do the righteous action, and then the person is prevented from doing so. So the intention was truthful and the determination was real, and then the person was prevented from doing so due to a scenario or a situation which is out of their hands, out of their control. And had it not been for that prevention, the person would have done it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this person is still rewarded. This person still has a good deed. And this good deed is a reward for the righteous intention. So a person who intended to do goodness, and the intention was sincere, and was prevented from doing it or performing it due to something which is not in their control, they still get a good reward. And the reward is for their intention. The one who wants to do good and is focused on doing goodness and intends it, and then is prevented from doing it, they have a good deed which is written for them. And the good deed which is written for them is due to the righteous intention or desire which they had to do a righteous action. And then there is a second scenario. And the second scenario is that if a person does good actions, and this is their habit, habitually they do good actions and they do this regularly, and then they are prevented from doing the good actions which they normally and routinely perform, and they are prevented by something which is not in their control, they have two good deeds. They have the reward for the intention, and they also have the reward for the action itself. So the difference between the first scenario and the second scenario is that in the first scenario, the person is rewarded for the intention, not for the action. Because this person intended to do the good action and then was prevented from doing so, they still have a good reward, or they still have a reward on account of their niyyah, on account of their intention and their sincerity. The second scenario is that a person not only intends to do the good action, but normally does it. Under normal circumstances, the person performs the good action and does this routinely. And then, for whatever reason, the person is prevented from doing the good deed, then they have the reward for the intention, and they also have the reward for the good deed which they used to do. And they have the full reward, as if they are still doing the good action. And this is clarified by the other hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which he said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرُ, that if a person becomes ill, or if a person goes on a journey, كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا, then it is written for him that which he used to do when he was resident and when he was healthy. Meaning you had a person, and whilst they were healthy, they used to do righteous actions, and then they became ill. And now they are no longer able to do those righteous actions which they used to routinely perform in their good health. From the mercy of Allah and His kindness is that the reward is still given to the ill person as if he was healthy and he's performing the action, or if a person was traveling. And to clarify this, there are many examples of this. So for example, if you had a person who prays salah in the masjid, and this is his daily routine, that every day he prays salah in congregation or he prays salah in the masjid. And then the person is prevented from doing so. So the person becomes ill, or his mode of transport, it is not available. Or like our situation today, this person, like we are, is prevented from leaving their house. Because the person used to do the righteous action and pray salah in jama'ah or pray salah in the masjid regularly, and now he has been prevented from doing so, the reward is still written for him. And he's rewarded as if he's still praying in the masjid, even though he is sat at home. And Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he went one step further, and he said that if there is a person who regularly prays in the masjid, prays in jama'ah, وَلَكِنَّهُ حَبَسَهُ حَابِسٌ كَنَوْمٍ أَوْ مَرَضٍ, and then he's prevented from praying in the masjid due to a factor such as sleep or illness. So even in the case of sleep, a person always prays the salah in the masjid, and he put on his alarm to wake up in the next morning, and then was overcome by sleep. Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says that because he used to regularly pray in the masjid, and he had the sincere intention to wake up the next morning and put on his alarm, but then he was overcome by sleep, or he slept through his alarm, the reward is still written for him as if he has prayed in the masjid. And this is because this was a regular action of his, and he was prevented even though he had a sincere intention. Or for example, you have a person who prays sunnah prayers. For example, a person always prays Salatul Duha. And this is their regular action. And then on a particular day, they were not able to do so because something came up at work, or because there was an exam or an illness or any other reason. This person is rewarded as if he has prayed Salatul Duha on that day. Or for example, a person who used to give in charity whilst they were rich, used to always give in charity regularly, even if it was a small amount, when they possessed money, they used to give in charity. And then this person was afflicted by poverty, and maybe they don't have the same income which they used to have before. And so now they are no longer able to give in charity. Allah still rewards them as if they are giving in charity. Or a person who used to regularly fast, nafal fasting, and then their health deteriorated. Because they used to fast when they were healthy, and had it not been for this illness, they would carry on fasting. Allah rewards them for the days which they are not fasting anymore. You have a person, let's say in our scenario today, who used to always go and give da'wah to the people. For example, town center da'wah. Many brothers up and down the country, they take part in da'wah stalls in the town centers or in the parks, and they call the people to Islam with wisdom and knowledge. And now because of the situation we are in, and there is a lockdown, we're not able to go out anymore. Those days that this person is missing, in which they regularly used to go, but now they cannot do because of something which is out of their control, Allah still rewards them as if they are going out and giving da'wah to the people. And like this, there are many other examples like this. And as I mentioned, there are two different scenarios. The first scenario is for a person who merely desired something and had an intention to do so, but it was not their regular action or routine. This person is rewarded for the desire and the intention. The second scenario is when a person used to perform the action regularly. It was not merely an intention or a desire. This person is rewarded for the intention and the action, even though they are sat at home. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about that poor person who sees a rich person. And this poor person does not have money.
and he sees the rich person whom Allah has given money and how that person is spending in the way of Allah. And the poor person is not able to do so. So the poor person says, لَوْ أَنَّ لِي مَالَ فُلَانْ لَعْمِلْتُ مِثْلَ مَا يَعْمَلْ. If only I had the money which so and so has, then I would also give in charity like that person gives in charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. That he is rewarded for his intention. And therefore their reward is the same. Meaning in terms of the intention, the reward is equal. And in this hadith, there are a number of benefits. The first benefit is to regularly do the righteous actions whilst you are able to do so. And the second benefit, and this is a great benefit, is that you should have a desire and an intention to do a righteous action even if you are not able to do so. So as we mentioned, let's say if Allah has not blessed you with a lot of money, but at the least you have in your heart a sincere, truthful desire that if and when Allah blesses me with wealth, then I want to give in charity. And perhaps Allah will reward you for your intention even if the wealth never comes to your hands. And then we come to the fifth hadith. And the fifth hadith is similar to the fourth hadith. The author said, وَرَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِيُّ عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ. And Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he narrates from Anas رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ, that Anas ibn Malik, he said, رَجَعْنَا مِنْ غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكْ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. We returned back from the battle of Tabuk with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال, and then he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ أَقْوَامًا بِالْمَدِينَةِ خَلْفَنَا. Verily, there are a group of people in Al-Madinah behind us. مَا سَلَكْنَا شِعْبًا وَلَا وَادِيًا إِلَّا وَهُمْ مَعْنَا. And we did not cross any path or cross any valley, إِلَّا وَهُمْ مَعْنَا, except that they are with us. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذَرِ. They were prevented due to an excuse. So this hadith is similar to the previous hadith. The companions were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same battle of Tabuk, the same incident. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remembered those people who remained back in Al-Madina and they were prevented from coming out and partaking in the battle due to an illness or due to another excuse. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Illa wa hum ma'ana." Whatever step we have taken and whatever fight we have fought, they have also been with us. They have a portion of the reward which we also have. So both these hadith, they highlight a very important principle which we should live by as Muslims. And the principle is اغتنام الفرص في حينها, that a person should utilize the opportunity to do a good action in that time. Whilst a person is able to do the good action, the person should do the good action. Before a time comes in which that opportunity no longer exists, and then a person will say, if only I was able to, if only I was young, if only I had money, if only I was free. And on that day, if a person did not used to do the regular actions on previously and neither had the intention to do so, then if only and if only will have no benefit, and regret will be of no benefit to a person. And contemplate the situation that we are in now amongst those people who are isolated in their houses, as we all are. There are people who used to do righteous actions when they were open to go. They used to come to the masjid, they used to pray in the masjid, they used to attend the lessons, they used to recite Quran in the masjid, and so on and so forth. And now because they are forced to be isolated, they are not able to do so anymore. However, on account of that which they used to do before and prior to the command to isolate, they are still being rewarded for those actions, even though they are sitting in their houses, like we are sitting and remaining in our houses. They are still rewarded for their good actions which they are doing. And as a Muslim, we should always take lessons and contemplate from the situations that we face. So this is a reminder for us. Now those people who are saying, we are not able to go to the masjid anymore, if only we could go to the masjid, we are missing the masjid. And yet, when there was an opportunity to come to the masjid, we never used to attend the masjid. And we never used to fulfill our prayers. Now saying, if only, and we miss the masjid, what benefit is it to a person? Except for a person who is truthful in his regret and intends to rectify his or her actions after this situation. And of course, the greatest opportunity that we have to utilize before the time goes, it is life, the life of the dunya, before the akhirah comes. And this is what Allah ordered us with in the Quran. Allah subhanahu said, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ, until that time comes when death approaches a person. And then the person will say, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Then the person will say, oh my Lord, return me back to my former life. Why? لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Perhaps I can do the righteous actions which I abandoned. And it will be said to that person, كَلَّا, no, never. This is only a word with that which that person is now saying. So the first opportunity which we have to utilize is the life of this world. Because when a person leaves this dunya and goes on to into the grave and the akhirah, then a person will not be rewarded or allowed a second opportunity. And also, whilst we are living in this world, as I mentioned, whilst we are able to do the righteous actions, we should do the righteous actions before a time comes in which we are not able to do the righteous actions. So whilst you are rich, give something in charity, because a time may come when Allah tests you with poverty. And then you will remember the time which you had money, and you will say, if only I used to give in charity. And whilst you are young, learn and seek knowledge and do righteous actions before you become old and preoccupied. Because when you become old and you have many responsibilities upon your shoulders, then you will say, if only I did so when I was young. And whilst you are healthy, perform the righteous actions, fast and partake in da'wah and serve the religion of Allah, before a time comes when you're not able to walk and you're not able to stand and you become weak and fragile, and then you say, if only. And like this, whilst you have time, free time, do the righteous actions and give Islam your time before a period comes in your life when you are occupied with jobs and with marriage and with children. And then you say, if only when I was young, I did so. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us with. In a beautiful hadith, he said, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Utilize five situations take their place. He said, شبابك قبل هرمك. That utilize your youth before old age overcomes you. وصحتك قبل سقمك. And utilize your good health before you are touched with an illness. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقَرِكَ. And utilize that time when you have wealth before you become poor. وَفَرَاغِكَ قَبْلَ شُغُلِكَ. And utilize your free time before you become preoccupied. وَحَيَاتِكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And utilize your life before death comes to you. And the hadith رَوَاهُ الْحَاكُمْ وَصَحَّهَا. We suffice with this hadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect each and every person and to remove from us the situation that we are in and to show mercy to those Muslims who have passed away. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.